Mike, are we on?
We are.
Oh, good. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a very special edition of Corporate Crash Course. Tonight, we are trying something a little bit different. As we have been approached by T-Rex Games, and I believe Stephen Hans himself, to try out a little something which... He's going to be up on Kickstarter next month, namely his wonderful game known as Mission Impossible, where everybody in the group gets to play raccoons in a trench coat, and I have to make the world still work like a spy movie. No idea how this is going to go, but I see that my lovely team has put together a great visual on the screen there of the sussometer. A core mechanic of the game, which we will talk about as it kind of comes up. My name is Cody. I will be running the game tonight. I don't think there is a specific title for me in this game, so I'm just going to be the game master.
It's actually the gaze master.
Gaze master, right.
Gaze? Is it gaze?
Yep.
G-A-Z-E.
Yes. And to get that out of the way early, because in case it's used awkwardly anywhere, a gaze is a group of raccoons. So please do not suspect that I am talking about leering at anybody or anything like that. I'm joined by my friends. I think we're all really quite excited to play. I'll get you guys to say hi. Chris, why don't you go first?
Hello. I'm Chris, and tonight I will be the mastermind of the group using my cranium right here.
Great. Mike, go next.
Oh, I'm Mike. Tonight I am playing Hakoon, the muscular raccoon.
Love it.
He's the muscle of the group.
I figure. Zoe, go next.
Hi, I'm Zoe. I'll be playing Richard, the thief.
Excellent. And yes, some true story. And finally, Nick.
I'm going to be playing Orville, who some call the crazy one. He doesn't think so.
Bit of a wild card.
Also, my raccoon is named Russell.
Excellent.
I didn't catch that you didn't say his name.
So, yes, you guys are playing a gaze of raccoons who have moved in to the quite posh abode of one Agent Omega, a secret agent for the agency, which stands for the Agency for Global Eradication of Nefarious Criminals, yesterday. I love a good acronym where the word is in the acronym. Feels right, especially for the way this game works. You guys have been living in this this villa for a while, we'll say. But today you've woken up and something has gone wrong. You realized that you were out of banana bread. And while it's not particularly...
Tragedy!
It's not anybody's favorite in particular. The truth of the matter is that you're also kind of running out of other food. He clearly left on some kind of vacation and so didn't really leave a ton behind. So you guys have found yourselves... on a mission to the grocery store. So we start there, having entered the grocery store, standing in kind of the produce section, which you typically find near the entrance of pretty much any grocery store. There's a wobbly group of four raccoons, one on top of each other. So maybe we should hit that first. What's the order of everybody in the trench coat?
I am definitely the arms.
Yep.
not the legs carrying all three of the raccoons?
Well, I guess I could be the legs.
Are you gonna pull one of the weak raccoons at the bottom?
I'd be happy to do the legs.
Yeah, what the crazy
two crazy guy legs.
I'm definitely mid. Oh. I'm either arms or torso.
Alright, I will take the legs.
Alright. And I will guide the group on top as the head.
Zoe, left arm, right arm?
Oh, are we going left to right?
That's good, I like that.
You arms me under there so I can steal things between the buttons of the thing or your arms.
Ooh, okay. Okay, like I'm your cover.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna go right under you.
Okay.
Watch the hands, not the coat.
Yeah.
Damn, you just... Oh my god, just be better, man. Come on. Sam in chat mentioned he was watching our video from last week and didn't understand why the raccoons are suddenly in space. We finished our Mothership campaign last week. If you know, listening or were listening to them dealing with a potential alien crab god, you're in the wrong video, so we're glad you're here instead.
That'd be the weirdest curveball. It's like you're raccooned in a trench coat and suddenly found yourself in space.
Yeah. We haven't played through this mission yet. Yeah.
Yes. You gotta remember, there were in fact movies where James Bond went to space. They weren't good movies, but it happened.
Is that where the banana bread is, though?
Okay. You're gonna make me break the flow here. You're gonna make me break the flow here for a second, because what I really wanted to do was I wanted to base this entire scenario off of Thunderball, because that movie has the best action scenes, because everything happens underwater and nobody thought to speed anything up. But the music is playing at like regular speed, and it is just the stupidest looking thing ever, but I love it to death. I did not go with Thunderball, so please.
So instead, we went with banana bread.
Except for my consolation.
We're pretty wild having raccoons swimming in a trench coat.
Exactly. I didn't think it would work.
Trying to steal a nuclear warhead.
Oh.
Might be a little excessive for our first mission, you know?
You gotta work up to something.
Yes. Yeah, anyway, you guys are at the grocery store. You're currently pretty unsus. But you guys need to get some food.
We are cool cucumber currently.
You are cool cucumber right now, and everybody is chilling.
Yeah. Everybody is chilling.
Yep.
Having a good time, walking on my huge beefy raccoon legs through the supermarket, just like humans do every day.
Yep.
And I'll try to subtly just whisper to the rest of the raccoons, being like, alright, let's stay focused, get your food, get all the essentials we need.
I can't see anything.
What was your raccoon's name again?
Russell.
Russell. Okay, Russell, you kind of quickly look around the produce section, and you see that everybody is pushing these weird contraptions or holding on to these weird basket things. You're the only person so far that doesn't seem to have one.
Okay. I'm going to look around to find the nearest one of those thingamajiggers that's the biggest one. I assume we need the volume.
Okay. You do find the carts and the baskets are right off, kind of on the right-hand side as you came in a small little corral. Which one are you going to take? Or are you going to try to command your arms to take?
I'm going to command my arms to go for the largest one there. So I'm going to be like, you see the big thing with the little tiny round things on them? Okay, go for that one. Go
don't, for those. Don't forget to tell your legs to walk up to it.
Oh yeah, what
I
legs
can't
go,
see
go
anything
that way?
Down here, Russell.
Okay, I tell my legs to go into the direction of the turn into the direction of the thing.
I will follow Russell's direction
but go.
As I can.
Okay, you get over to the carts, and I'm gonna need both Mike and Chris to flip a coin to see how well you guys grab the cart.
Okay, let me grab a coin here. Is it determined? Do we know what heads and tails is, or
whatever? You can't see that. No, yes. On
yeah,
mine.
It's on your character.
Correct. So yes, heads is a success.
Oh, okay.
Tails is a failure. Seeing as there are two of you flipping, there's a chance that you both get heads and thus have a major triumph. A combination of heads and tails, in which case something will happen. Or double tails, in which case we gotta figure out what happens at that point.
All right. Best of luck. heads.
And I got tails.
Okay. So you guys kind of come up and you kind of bump into the cart as Russell is trying to guide you more, and you're just kind of like, no, too close. And but as you bump in, you get a little paws go down on it, and you feel it, and you're able to kind of pull it out of the corral and start pushing it forward throughout the store, and kind of swaying a little bit as you jerk thing out, and then are starting to walk yourself through the store.
What color is the handle for the shopping cart? You know, like a colored handle sometime, or does it have any advertisements on it?
No. So this is quite a boring shopping cart. The bar in the middle, it's plastic, and there's kind of a green insert underneath it. The rest of the cart itself is just a boring gray metal.
The green is food colored. I like it.
Hey, boss, I swear I can smell pizza from over here. I'm going to start walking towards the smell of pre-made pizza.
Also, sorry, for Chris, your consequence for having the roll failed there, for one of the two of you anyway, is you're moving over to Stressin'. You're up top, you're noticing that maybe a couple of the children hanging around with their parents are kind of staring at you.
I'm trying to think how to go about it. I'm gonna whistle like it's nothing and just keep moving forward. Hopefully that'll solve. That'll be discreet in some way, or just distracting the fact that.
Are you whistling a tune like?
I guess I'm whistling just some random tune as I'm like, and just give like a kind of a, I guess like a little like maybe a nod as I'm passing by people. It's like, hey, how's it going? It's like, I stay here sort of.
I'll start snapping along to the tune.
All right, the dust meter is definitely going up. An adult that you cast.
Does not get coin flips for this before our sus meter goes up?
Because it causes an adult that you're walking past to kind of double take and wonder where the snapping is coming from within the trench coat.
I'm the arms. Raccoon snapping. Yeah, he is the arms.
Oh, true. Okay, sorry. Never mind.
It's a little strange for somebody to be, walking through the grocery store whistling and snapping, but it's not disembodied snapping, at least.
We'll leave the session there.
Okay, so we're still cool cucumber.
All right.
Are we still
making our way to the pizza?
Yeah. He's revoked the sus.
He's revoked the sus.
Yeah, we're back to cucumber.
Okay.
All right, sports pizza.
So, if Mike's trying to go to the pizza, do we want just anything, or are we specifically looking for banana bread?
I mean, I assumed with a plethora of food, we could get whatever our little tiny raccoon hearts desire.
Hillary, I don't think they would, because then that leaves the seat platform is just a bunch of cross metal beams, and food could slip through there. You need the seats down so that you could put food closer to the raccoons in the middle of the trench coat.
Yeah. So, my only thought with, if we overflow this cart, how are we gonna walk out of the store without, the security guard or someone trying to stop us? Because we don't have money.
Money is a construct, man. It only has value if you believe in it.
True, but I'm pretty sure people believe in it.
Isn't really that exactly what you're here for?
Can they really stop you if you eat all the food you can and then leave instead of trying to take it with you, externally?
Yeah,
that's true.
We just won't
do it. We're gonna have to eat as we go.
Now remember, the mission is banana bread.
Yeah,
but I smell pizza.
I'm pretty sure in this average grocery store layout, the pre-cooked food goes, and then if you walk along that wall, you get to the baked goods.
That's true.
It moves along the path, so I will allow there's a mastermind of this.
So you walk around.
Pass the pizza, probably take some. And continue on to the banana bread.
So you all see, as you're coming around, there's a big glass, not display, but a glass countertop. And behind it, they do have a cutting board. And there are a couple of fresh pizzas there. Just further behind that, you see a pizza oven and everything, where obviously they're making more fresh pizza.
Do they have any free samples out?
In what grocery store have you ever seen free samples of pizza? That
not of pizza specifically, but of anything. Every grocery store. I've not seen a grocery store to have the little unattended by people stand with the food in the glass, the plastic dome, and you get some. That's how it is here, at least. The samples are unattended in Brunswick.
Sure. There is a small little sample container full of small, cut-up samples of dry pepperoni.
Okay. I'm gonna take a look around, or I signal to somebody in the torso to quickly just snag some. So I'm just gonna make sure the coast is clear, or at least clear enough that no one's looking.
I'm gonna, with my hands, kind of hover over, I'm being really choosy about, we're being really choosy about which one we want, to try and cover for Richard, to swipe it all.
You're just swiping all of the samples out of the thing?
While he's moving his hands, I'm gonna, between the closed buttons, take both my hands out and go.
Okay. You snag roughly 15 of these little cut up pieces of pepperoni.
Hey, say something for me.
Yeah, you gonna share those?
Yeah, I'm gonna start passing them around inside.
Okay.
I'm gonna make it look like I'm coughing into my trench coat, but I'm just acting on
Okay. As you're doing that, coughing with your snout under your shirt, the attendant behind the counter looks at you and is just yeah, sir, did you need something?
I'm gonna try to signal to the one offering the arms to signal no. Just wave no. I'm nodding. I'm gonna shake my head.
One pizza.
You have lost pizza.
Guys, focus. Yeah,
sir, is that your stomach making that chittering sound? You must be mighty hungry.
Quick question, out of game question before I do anything. If I were to speak, does it sound like? Yeah, I'm assuming not.
I believe there's a point. Yeah, there's a point in here that you guys are very much raccoons. You can't speak English.
Fair. I had to just make sure before I do anything dumb.
Make some hand signals. Make it look like you're deaf.
Yeah, I'll improvise some raccoon sign language.
Okay. You're gonna flip for that.
Oh god, I hope this person working the counter does not know sign language.
Oh, I'm certified in it.
Yes, okay. So you don't somehow miraculously learn ASL, but you're able to kind of mime enough and point at the pizza and like point up at like your mouth and just kind of like
all four of your fingers going up.
Sorry, sir, are you looking to get a pizza? four pizzas.
I can't nod. I do a thumbs up.
I can't return four pizzas.
Wow, I mean, it did sound like your tummy was mighty hungry there. Okay, it's gonna be a minute, though, so why don't you head on back here in a couple of minutes and pick them up.
You said there's some in the...
Yeah, there's like one.
Display. Okay.
Or two, I guess. you want these ones? I mean, these ones are a little bit old, but okay. If you say so. She packs them up and stacks the two boxes on top of each other and onto the counter, and she rips off the little sticker to put the barcode on it with the price.
Can't wait for him to slide this box in the trench coat.
yeah, just come back in about 5 minutes and your other two pizzas will be ready.
Okay, I mean, I think the pizza boxes balance
on the cart.
I'm gonna try to subtly signal the legs to move towards the, you know, just to where the banana bread is.
I can't see anything down here. Which way, boss?
I'm picturing Chris like on top, just like kicking. Trying like send it all the way down to turn.
I'm trying to balance pizza boxes.
Get kicked.
All right, I'm just gonna start walking in a direction.
Okay.
Hold the hair on his head.
Go ahead, flip for it, Mike.
Oh boy.
This is not gonna know.
That is a heads.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my god.
You're able to like look down and kind of see where the cart wheels are, so you kind of turn properly and then you kind of walk and like push up. I'm assuming Nick is still holding the pizzas, so you're just kind of like pushed up against the cart and like moving away with it.
You can sniff out bread, can't you?
I guess you can. I guess it could. Not
when there's pizza 8 inches from him.
Yeah, I guess. Reasonable. I suppose.
Oh, God. Okay. So, you guys keep traveling over, and you do find the baked goods section, and you find the glorious banana bread, which you have been looking for. It is sitting there, wrapped in cellophane. It looks gloriously golden, like a dark brown, I guess.
I'm quietly chitter to Nick's raccoon to arm scoop the whole shelf into the cart.
Okay.
if nobody stops me. I'll grab, is it like one of those, you know, middle of the aisle shelves with like, you know, the racks going down either side? Okay, yeah. I'm gonna actually grab the top and tilt it into the car and let it all slide in.
Okay. Go ahead, flip for it.
Heads.
Nice. Okay. Oh. Yeah. No problem. You flip the whole thing into the cart. Where did you put the pizzas while you were doing this?
I was hoping to balance them, you know, on between the handle and the child seat so that we have quick access if we need a snack.
Mm, right, okay. Right, yeah. Right. Okay, the banana bread is now in the cart.
So how do we get the shelf back?
Mission accomplished.
Sorry?
How do we get, now that the shelf is tilted into the cart, how do we get the shelf back?
He says we need to put it back.
Okay.
Yeah, I assume Nick.
Yeah, I'm sure it's
tilted it down and then put it back.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's
Mr.
Not
Mr. Leg can always do with an extra shelf.
Yeah.
All right, mission accomplished. Got our bananas.
Kick my heels into Mike's raccoon to signal to walk. Like I'm on a horse.
I will begin walking straight ahead.
You begin walking. Okay. And now where are you guys going? Are you just waiting for your other pizzas?
Well, I'm just walking straight. I don't know where that is.
I'm gonna look around, and as soon as I see like there's a dead end, and I'm gonna like, I'll tell the legs to stop, just to at least get a look around, make it look, not bring any attention to us, just kind of we're walking, doing our normal thing.
Okay. So, yeah, you find a bit of a lull. You're able to kind of stop for a second, so you're still standing behind, you know, a behind a cart with pizzas in front of you and your cart full of banana bread.
What aisle have we stopped in?
I'm picturing it as you're now in the freezer section.
Hmm. Oh, shit.
Well, the doors are all closed, so it's not really like cold.
Okay. So we got our banana bread. I guess we're waiting for pizza. We just gotta strategize on find a perfect place to snack a little, and then we'll finally get all of our food out of here.
You say snack a little, and I grab a piece of pizza and hold it up to you.
I'm gonna nibble down and like, thanks. I need the assist there.
All right.
Okay. So.
The mission was to get the banana bread back, right?
I didn't fully specify. It was more to just eat the banana bread.
Well, that's why I'm saying we snack a little here and then find gotta have our banana back. But also, I'm thinking we scope out the area to look for another exit. There's got to be more on the way out.
What if we use the public restroom to consume our banana bread?
That's true. That's the most private place you can go and eat.
Yeah. And the door's locked.
I will not ask how you as a raccoon know that. But you walk up, you approach the bathroom door, and it is locked. You just hear it. Occupied.
You need me to break it down, boss?
I can't.
Is that occupied?
Is there another bathroom?
No, this is the only one you see in the store, but it is right beside the large kind of swing doors that seem to go into the back of the grocery store.
What if we tried that way?
Which way?
I'm gonna tell them to go into the direction of the big swinging doors.
All right,
do I see any big swinging doors?
No, nope, not from where you are. You better flip.
That is a no. Nailed.
Oh, no.
Okay. You kind of spin around and start walking back and inevitably bump into a freezer. Russell kind of turns and sees that a staff member of the grocery store is staring at you and going, you okay there, sir? That's definitely a susso meter increase.
Oh, no.
Sir, you're looking a little pale. Are you sure everything's okay?
I'm gonna ask my arms to raccoons.
I guess I don't know how many people are around here. I can still communicate. I can communicate in raccoon, right?
You could also try and peep if you want, but you could communicate in raccoon.
Yeah, I'll try and peek before I I'll try and take aim.
Go ahead, flip for it.
Tails.
Okay, so you do. You open it a little bit too much and your snout kind of pokes out.
Imagine the arms in the jacket open up the buttons of the jacket.
Superman style.
The employee is a little taken aback, and it's just kind of like, sir, what was that? What was that? So now both Russell and Nick, your raccoon, it's an increase in stress.
I gotta throw pizza in his face.
Oh no, we shouldn't have let him be the arm.
I guess I'm up to lose it.
So I'll flip for that, I imagine.
Yeah,
yep, go ahead.
Heads.
Okay.
I think you should push that.
Ooh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Push it. Oh, it's a tails.
Oh. Okay. So you do end up throwing the pizza in his face. But I want to say as you threw it, you kind of chittered a little bit too much as you had to like expend the energy necessary to throw the pizza, and you kind of wobbled the whole group. The pizza slaps the employee in the face, and it's just kind of like, how about you just stay right here? I'll be right back. You clearly need some help, and he turns and runs down the aisle. Sesso meter is definitely increased now.
They're on to us. Jesus.
I say run.
Yeah, I try and signal to run. Mike's I will start raccoon running. To turn around 180 and then run.
I'm also going to, if I can, get Richard, Zoe's raccoon, to swap with me so Richard can push the cart.
Okay.
What do the ceilings look like here?
Hold on. There are too many things here. So, you wanted to run. You wanted to swap my two internal raccoons.
While running.
And you're asking about the scene.
We're all running. Rust's running.
So I assume if they want to switch so that Zoe can push the cart, then that has to happen before the running starts.
Should have told me to start running so quickly. I am running.
In which case, the two of you who are trying to switch need to both flip for me.
Do I have to flip to run?
It's...
You will in a second.
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay.
Two heads.
You guys very quickly and easily kind of flip. The Russell kind of like shrinks down as the trench coat kind of slurps into itself as the two of you rearrange and then you get back up to full height. Your legs start running. I'm not going to make Mike roll for that, so I'm assuming you guys just kind of grab the cart and you run in whatever direction it was you were facing.
The other direction.
Okay.
Richard asked that I run the other direction.
Fair enough.
So now I'm thinking I'm holding the cart, but
yes,
we're moving backwards.
Yes.
Yes. And you end up pushing through the big doors in the back of the grocery store. The ceiling, Zoe, to answer your question, it's a very large, warehouse kind of style ceiling. So it goes probably, 15, 20 feet up, and it's just got kind of the exposed metal kind of beam rafters.
Hear me out, boys. If I check my pocket and I find potentially my trusty old grappling hook, how would you feel about shoving as much banana bread as you can into this trench coat and slinking up into the ceiling since they're looking for us?
Sounds good to me.
You know what? That's a pretty good idea. You know, I'll allow it. As a mastermind, I allow this play to happen.
Lo and behold, Richard
pull my grappling hook out of the trench coat
out of his pocket. Okay.
Knew it'd be good for something, you know.
So, who's all grabbing the banana bread?
Okay,
I'm in the coat. I'll grab
I say.
It.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, Nick, flip. How much banana bread can you get? Richard, you're gonna have to flip to see how your grappling hook shot goes.
It's a heads, but I am gonna push it.
Nice.
It's tails.
Okay. So Richard, you fire it up and it wraps around part of the scaffolding in the ceiling, and at the same time, I really should know Nick's raccoon's name by now.
Orville.
Nick, what is it? Orville. Orville reaches out and snags, we'll say, four loaves of banana bread. He initially grabs more, but as you guys are starting to ascend, a few of them kind of drop out and land back in the cart.
Can they be grabbed by a lower raccoon?
I guess, but the only lower raccoon is Mike. Peckoon.
Ought to be able to carry a lot of banana bread.
get us some extra banana bread.
I'll pick up the banana bread on the floor in front of me.
Okay.
I might have a nibble too.
Yeah, I'll make you, you grab, I won't make you roll or flip for it, because you kind of grab one as you grab your other raccoon buddies and kind of start shooting up. Awkwardly though, because the grappling hook was fired from the second position, so you guys are kind of like flying up like kind of in a weird bow. As Richard is the point that's pulling you guys all up. Mike, as Peckoon nibbles on the banana bread, he's immediately disgusted.
Oh,
this banana bread tastes different And as he looks at the label, which typically is for Ma's Old Country Banana Bread, you see a great big sticker plastered over it that says, now full of zucchini.
No, we got zucchini loaf?
This is not banana bread.
And as you look, you realize all of the loaves you grabbed have that. In fact, Orville's remembering back to seeing the shelf, and all of them just had it. What is going on here?
Orville, so what happened?
So with that, we're going to forget about the rest of the grocery store scene, because that's really all that was important here. And you guys basically...
And we're done with it.
You kind of, I guess, get up to the top, and unless anybody wants zucchini loaf, you kind of cut your losses and run back home, at least for the moment.
Pizza?
Nobody thought to grab it.
So before we went, though.
Oh, dang it.
No pizza, no bread. That was a huge failure.
Yeah. And
why would they put zucchini in the banana bread?
You get home and find a briefcase just inside the door. To the apartment where you guys have been staying. It was not there when you left. You open it, and it kind of like falls over and opens up, and there's a little TV screen on the inside, and you see a shadowy figure, and you start to hear a garbled voice that says, Major Omega, the world is teetering on the edge of collapse. We here at Agency, the Agency for Global Eradication of Nefarious Criminals Yesterday, need your help! We've just received word that the grandmother of all crime lords has taken control of the world's banana supply. Why? We can't be sure, but when Granny Banani is involved, it can't be good. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to infiltrate the Midnight Fruit Market and figure out how she has gotten a stranglehold of the supply. Hurry, Agent Orange, before the world sees the birth of a new banana republic! And then it shuts.
We gotta save the banana bread.
I poke at it, waiting for it to sell.
You keep poking at it, and then you just hear the little and the little like trail of smoke comes up.
Kick it aside. It's disappointing.
Guys, we gotta do it for the We should do this for the good of all raccoon kind, for our love of banana bread. I mean, the world, I guess, is, you know, check that, but, you know, the banana bread first.
We can't get more banana bread if there's no bananas.
I'm sorry, I just need to sit in reverie of that stupid little thing that I wrote. Anyway, so we're going to flash forward to midnight. The Midnight Fruit Market is a well-known staple. It's where all of the movers and shakers of the various cooking, baking, and farming elite meat to trade, buy and sell various fruit at dirt cheap prices. It is an institution which should not be unsullied anyway. You guys mostly know it because you tend to go there from time to time in order to steal food, because there's a lot of it. You do know, you do recognize that Granny Banani typically has a banana stall there, trying to entice people into buying her produce. And so you show up, it's near the docks, because of course it is, in a rundown looking warehouse building, which is fairly heavily guarded because nobody wants uncouth individuals from entering the sacred practice of the Midnight Fruit Market. So the four of you kind of skitter up and approach, and you see the entrance, which has two guards standing out front. And so the building is similar to the grocery store, and then it kind of like, you know, two stories up. You see windows kind of around the very top. And this door.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of
good
going...
Good chance for me, right?
My head can and the four of you aren't in trench coat yet. You're kind of... They're deciding how you're going to try and infiltrate. Time to plan.
Okay.
We go through one of the windows.
We could go through a window.
We could go through that big door in front of us.
Yeah, but they're expensive.
We have to deal with those.
I do have...
I mean, one of us...
Is there a chimney?
Is there a chimney? You can't see it from here. If there is one.
There's gotta be, like, ducts or vents or something. You can't have a building without ventilation. There's a way in if we go up to the roof.
Okay. So we should probably find a way to climb up there without getting spotted.
Slowly pull out my grappling gun.
I mean, that works too. But
we're going two for two.
And I pull my hand up somebody to grab it as I slowly start pulling the trigger.
Okay, roll here, for it.
I'll grab a hold and just be like, Richard, I know you're always quick to... Alright.
I bite on.
Sorry, what'd you get?
Please.
Sorry, what'd you get?
I got heads.
Okay. Yeah, so very slowly raising the grappling gun and then firing it. it goes up. It breaks a window in like the top corner, but kind of like it's way up there. Nobody's gonna hear it. You can't hear it, and it kind of like lodges into the frame of the window, and suddenly jerks Richard up, and then each of you kind of in turn is like grabbing on. So just this like weird windsock of four raccoons just flies outside of the building.
I also picture too like the trench coat is trailing at the end of whoever's carrying.
Yes, probably.
don't forget that Orville's not using his pants. He bit my arm.
He bit your arm.
He is flying through the air by his teeth.
So I can hold on to the trench coat.
Yeah. Okay. So the four of you are up there. You find that just inside the window, again, there's a similar kind of like metal rafter kind of structure up in the top of this building. And you look down on kind of a vast sea of stalls. You see fruits and vegetables of all shapes and colors kind of laid out down there in front of you. Also, as you go through the window, you're each kind of blasted in the face by the smell of pizza, blueberry pie, potato chips. I don't know what Orville's favorite food is.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. You smell that somehow.
Hold on a minute.
This is just making raccoon form, okay? Okay. So how are you guys gonna do this? Are you gonna try and how do you want to approach?
Just climb down, go order some bananas.
We should trench coat up.
Yeah, we should. We don't want to give ourselves away.
Also, you're looking down and you don't see Granny Banani stand within, like, kind of immediate vicinity.
Ah.
You don't see any bananas.
First grade.
Who would want to eliminate bananas?
Maybe someone who hates monkeys.
Whoever made that zucchini bread.
Mmm.
Are there any zucchinis?
There are.
I'll bet it's the zucchini people.
Where are the zucchini people?
there's a stall. You see a stall down below you. That does seem to have a large number of zucchinis and other squashes.
Mm.
Cucumber. You know.
Should we cut
Boss?
Up and get squash?
We need to destroy those zucchinis.
Ooh.
Now that's a good idea.
Do we have...
Great.
Orville,
heavy
up here.
Lovely little claws.
Orville reaches into the shaggy fur under his arm and pulls out a stick of dynamite.
Perfect.
Oh, wow. Orville, you have that the whole time.
And then looks at the group and goes, kaboom, kaboom.
I can't wait to set off Orville's armpit dynamite.
So, he kind of looks at everybody, looks down at the zucchini, looks at the dynamite.
Well,
I assume the dynamite comes with a lighter, so he pulls out a lighter.
I like to imagine that.
It's just, I picture it as a match, and he like strikes it off as a little snaggle tooth or something.
I like to imagine that he doesn't even jitter or anything. He's nonverbal and just points around to communicate to us.
I got so used to being the arms.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, Nick, roll or flip for your dynamite, I guess.
Okay. Oh, it's a tails, but I gotta push it. I need this to happen.
That's stress. You're
no.
You're
stressing.
Oh, we're getting blown up, boys.
Well, you're losing it now, then, man.
No.
So you light it, and you kind of like juggle it. And you lose hold of the dynamite initially, and you throw it down, and it lands right in the middle of the Mountain Dew stand. Oh. Mountain Dew goes everywhere. And coats
I don't have time to jump
entire...
on it.
No.
To dive on the dynamite.
I'm gonna grab Orville before he jumps. Just
okay.
I was like, yeah, we're gonna get back.
Chris, you're gonna have to flip for that.
I'll help him pull it back. While he's grabbing from behind, I'll be pushing from the front.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead, Zoe.
I help ahead.
I also have a heads.
Okay.
A little farther than I expected.
You both successfully hold Orville back as he's struggling to jump after his dynamite that has just landed in the giant vat of Mountain Dew and exploded, draining the liquid of the gods, the nectar of the gods, through the entirety of the building, which now just reeks of electric soda. And everybody is sticky and upset. So that's going to definitely increase the suspense meter. Because dynamite just went off in the middle of the fruit market.
Did our suspense meter reset?
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Oh, that's a good question.
No, it did.
So we're just at questionably before.
Yes. But one of your raccoons is now losing it.
We do have a raccoon.
I mean, I am losing it. I'm...
Oh, no, sorry. So your stress would have reset from the last one as well, but Nick has lost 2 points of stress for both of those tails.
Orville struggles for a bit and then looks down at the Mountain Dew mess and just kind of quietly sobs.
I can't wait for it to slink onto the floor and just cry.
Just be licking
like, you off the floor.
That would reduce stress.
It would.
Do it. Do it. Lick the floor, Mountain Dew.
Is anybody around?
Okay, we'll put on the trench coat.
Oh, there we go. I could be the feet for a bit.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys put on the trench coat and slink your way down. Yeah, I'm going to say you get down there, you're able to lick some of the Mountain Dew off the floor, and it reduces you back to stressing. everybody is too kind of focused on the epicenter of the explosion to notice. But the Celsius meter is still going to be questionably quirky for the moment.
As our order.
Yeah, figure out your order first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd like to do that.
You want the head?
I want to ski today. Tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm still the mastermind here, so I will be the brain and the chest.
Okay. Be the arms then. I'll try and keep Orville calm.
as Nikun turns around, you notice you run into the group's one other weakness: the combination pizza. What am I doing? Pizza, blueberry pie, and potato chip stand.
Ooh.
No.
Hey! I start who's in the arms.
Chips.
Richard?
Mastermind.
No. Russell. I start.
Oh.
Boss. Yep. We got a stand. We gotta go see.
I feel like.
Oh.
Tapping him on the head.
I feel like. Oh, God. Be a
ow, stop me.
Yes, Sam, we will say that the combination pizza / blueberry pie / potato chip stand is run by Rice Pizza. Because of course it is.
I feel like it's got to be a trap that the night
boss, tell Orville to go over there.
Okay, I'm gonna tell Orville. Just go towards the stand there. The pizza, blueberries, and of course the brain food of it all, potato chips. I need my potato chips to think so. Let's go that way.
potato chips.
The man behind the counter just kind of nods and is just like, hey boss, what can I do for you tonight?
I will not.
Alright. Are you stupid?
Yeah,
I will continue to nod.
Am I still the arms? I'm gonna point to the potato chips.
Okay.
I'm gonna give him a little kick.
potato chips are three bucks a bag. How many you want there, sir?
What's a buck?
I'm gonna hold up one finger per sec and try to see if there's possibly something in the trench coat pockets of like loose chain, just something I could toss at this man.
Hold up, like a lip balm.
Okay.
While they're chatting with him, can I take a little peeky peek through the buttons?
A little peeky peek.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. What do you see the you see another kind of like glass front display, and behind it you see a large fresh pepperoni pizza with a fresh steaming still blueberry pie and a large bowl full of potato chips.
Hey boss, why don't we just walk around the back?
Is anything in grabbing reach? And also, is
no.
the stand like a table that has fabric on the bottom that we could crawl under?
So it's a the bottom part of it is like metal, and it's like the glass front that you saw at the grocery store. So it kind of goes, there's like a metal bottom, there's a glass front, and the food is behind the glass on kind of the work surface.
And Richard, convince Orville to lower Orville to be the legs and slink around and steal while he's trying, while they're talking.
I'm not really doing it. Okay.
Do you want to climb down and go steal and I just hold up?
Yeah. We'll slowly lower the top two down onto Orville while I slink out from under the trench coat and go around.
I will try very hard not to look scared that I am shrinking in size.
I'll try and reach up to balance.
Your vision's just going down.
we're gonna increase the susometer because you're doing this in front of a person who's staring at you. Kind of like,
you can't see that low. He just sees the guy lowering.
Yeah, exactly. He's lowering. He's just like, what? Are you okay there, buddy? Do I need to call somebody?
I'm gonna reach my hands out as if I dropped something on the floor. Like, I don't know, make it look like I'm searching for something.
Okay.
I will see that, like, turn my head down and focus on the ground.
Okay. Richard, can you flip for me as you you try and sneak around behind the man? Okay. You can push it if you want.
Can push it.
I'm doing it. I got heads.
Oh
yes. Okay. So you're kind of coming around, and as you kind of like quickly kind of go underneath the fabric of the side of like the tent stall or whatever, you knock over a mixing bowl, which causes the attendant, the guy, to like look away from your raccoon stack or your gaze stack and look over,
smacking Russell on the head
to the direction that you were, but because Richard is slinking, you're able to kind of get around in behind, and I'm assuming you're going to run up and steal the food. Okay. How much of the food are you stealing?
As much as I can.
So there's a whole pizza, there's a blueberry pie, and there's a big bowl full of potato chips.
I put the pie on the pizza and the pizza on the bowl of chips, and I take the bowl.
Okay.
This is why Richard is the thief.
I'm gonna make you flip for trying to run this stack out.
Okay.
While that's happening, while we're looking at the floor, is this a fixed cart or is it on wheels?
It's on wheels.
Okay. While the guy's looking at the bowl that Richard knocked over, can I unbreak the wheels and push the cart so it starts rolling?
Go ahead and roll or flip for that.
I got heads, by the way. Can I shimmy back up into the trench coat?
Yeah, so you kind of grab it and you go around the other side and slink out through the fabric again and end up underneath the group, shimmy your way back up in the trench coat. So now there's like a big bulge in the middle as you're holding this bowl with a pizza and a pie on top. Nick, what'd you get?
Well, I got tails, so I decided to push, and I got heads on the second one.
Alright, so one of the brakes comes loose, the other one doesn't, so you push it and the cart kind of starts to like rotate, and you end up knocking the guy in the butt and he falls over and he's just kind of like, ah, jeepers, what's going on with me today? Just having the worst luck. And he kind of like gets up and looks and just like, what? Where did all my food go? I'm sorry, man, I got nothing to sell to you now. I don't know what's happening.
I start walking the legs away.
Okay, you have a pizza, a pie, and a bunch of potato chips.
Nice. All right, boss, what am I looking for? Uh-oh. Have we lost the boss?
No, the boss is here. What's going on?
Okay. Well, we got our snacks. Wait, can you guys not hear me?
No, we hear you now.
We got you now.
Did I... Oh, okay, good. I probably was just eating chips as that was happening. It's fine.
The arms have just, like, gone into the trench coat and just shoveling chips into his mouth.
Well, now that I have my brain food and I can think clearly now, we need to get to the bottom of this banana bread mystery.
I don't see any bananas up here, boss. Do I see any bananas up here?
You don't.
Do we see any monkeys?
Maybe
eat all the bananas.
Good question. And I'm going to say yes.
I know.
Mikun does, in fact, see a monkey wearing a cute little vest that's the color yellow, moving through the crowd. Moving further into the market.
Boss, there's a monkey. We should follow it.
Follow that monkey. I'm going to signal to the legs to follow the monkey.
I'm going to... Can I smell the monkey? No, there's a pizza right over my head. I'm going to peek out enough to chase the monkey, and I'm going to book it.
I'm
going to try and get as much as I can.
Okay, well, you're gonna flip because the crowd is starting to thicken as you're getting further in. So I need to see whether or not you can actually see the monkey.
Okay. Tails.
Yeah, a little. It's hard to see. You just see a lot of feet, like crisscrossing and stuff, and maybe you see some yellow, but maybe that's a shoe or the bottom of a dress.
Can I see the monkey still?
You can still see the monkey.
What if we do a lean system, where the head leans in the direction of the monkey, the arms lean with the head, and then the torso will lean with the arms and the head, and then the legs will know where to go because of the wind.
Yes, you all
don't have any choice.
As long as we don't topple over, I think this will work.
Well, it's basically just walking in general. This is falling forward and pushing yourself.
Yeah,
sure. All right, let's fall forward with grace and walk towards this monkey.
And then we've sorted out the lean system.
Great. Okay, so you are leaning towards the monkey that you did see.
The Leaning Tower of Code.
And it's causing you to kind of wind your way through the crowd. Than I feel like doing here. Yeah,
are there any trash cans on the way? I'm getting a little stressed out. And I feel like
I was just
little,
gonna say that.
Might help me out.
you do. You see a small trash can as you're walking past, and something catches your eye as you notice a bedazzled plastic tiara sitting in it.
It's pretty.
Can I shove a piece of pizza into Orville's mouth when he seems to be getting distracted?
Sure. That would help bring his stress down.
I will shove a piece of pizza into Orville's mouth.
Orville has like the moment of, ooh, shiny. Oh, pizza.
Hey, humans wear those things, right?
As you're shoving the pizza into his mouth, Nikun, you notice somebody kind of looking at your stomach and then looking up at you and is just kind of like, Are you okay?
boss, put your hands on your hips. And I'm gonna give him a stink eye.
Hey, you're gonna
do just
gonna,
that.
That's a heads for me.
Okay, your stink eye works. The person's kind of like, sorry, didn't mean any offense by that, and kind of like walks away. And you guys keep moving towards the monkey, and eventually, as you kind of keep passing your way through the crowd, you come to a giant stand that is just a sea of yellow, as it is absolutely covered in bananas.
Awesome, found the bananas.
And there's a big sign over top that says, Granny Bananies, premium bananas. And
boss, there's a sign that I can't read.
And behind the containers full of bananas, you see a group of three monkeys kind of working. They're trying to sell the bananas, even though they're not talking. They're taking money from people and giving them bananas in return. Yeah.
Told you,
that's what you've come up on.
Can't we speak to the monkeys?
I want to say as soon as you guys approach and like get close enough to the stand, all three monkeys stop what they're doing and turn and stare at you.
they do say that talking animal is easy for a raccoon.
You all speak?
Just talking human is hard.
Nope.
True. Well,
monkeys are looking at us.
Okay, alright.
We stressed him out.
Yeah, we lost Chris.
I'm gonna wave my little raccoon arm.
Okay, you're waving your little raccoon arm and what?
And I'm gonna. I'm debating on whether I should talk to these monkeys or not.
You wave your little raccoon arm and you accidentally smack a passerby in the face. And Stussometer is going up to definitely dodgy at that point. As these monkeys are now coming around the coming around kind of to the front of the stand. So pseudo encircling guys.
Oh, you have some muscle.
You want me to come down there and rough them up? Give them the old 1-2.
I mean, between him and Orval, they're gonna have either broken limbs or rabies by now.
The old raccoon run around. The old trash panda interrogation.
Distracting. I'm gonna try to punch over just to make it less obvious that we're switching hands.
As you hunch over, you actually feel something yank up the back of the trench coat. And Nikun, as you turn around and notice, you actually see a massive gorilla wearing a little yellow vest staring at you. And I don't know how I'm going to make this transition work otherwise, but he basically kind of like lifts the four of you up, kind of grabs the bottom of the trench coat and is effectively able to like kind of
is he gonna fold this coat
pull it around in itself to like yeah fold you guys effectively together in there.
This man's folding our clothes while we're wearing them.
And you feel yourselves then thrown into the back of a truck or something as you you hear the engine kind of click on and start to rumble, and you feel yourselves being driven away. You are able to kind of wiggle your way out of being folded in together, but yes, now you find yourself in the back of an empty moving truck.
We've been captured.
I'm gonna go try the door.
I don't know.
If it does not open,
Yeah, sure.
Why would it be?
I think I have something.
Okay, all right.
You have something in the pocket of this trench coat?
I'm gonna pull out my gum.
Okay.
And I'm gonna chew on it for a bit.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna pull it out and stick my exploding gum on the door.
Wait, you have explosives too?
Okay. Alright, can you flip for me?
That is a yes.
Okay.
Feels like the time to push. I'm going to do a push.
Okay.
Oh, you want that triumph.
I dropped it. That is another yes.
Great. Okay. The door explodes outwards and bangs off the side of the truck. As that happens, though, the truck has stopped, and you realize you find yourselves in front of a... in front of some kind of a building on a dock. So the food market was kind of a little bit further in from the dock, but this one seems to be right, like, kind of on the water's edge. You notice a woman starting to kind of make her way out of the door. Like, you see the door of the building open and the light kind of behind her, illuminating her silhouette, moving towards you guys as the door just blows open. So, do you guys want to get back in the trench coat?
Yeah, we better get back in our trench coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the trench coat. Hurry in, quick.
Okay, you guys scurry back into the trench coat, and the gorilla, you hear him kind of like, you see him like step up into the door, and he kind of grabs the back of the trench coat again and like lifts you up and puts you out of the truck. The old woman, who is being supported by a cane, comes over and is just kind of like, "Ah, Agent Omega, we finally meet. What a pleasure for you to have finally accepted my invitation from my lovely assistant Hugo here." And the gorilla kind of
turns.
Hmm?
I think he's
going to
fold it again.
No. He didn't. He
no.
Lifted you out.
Oh, so
the four of you are
yeah.
standing again.
I'll be the legs.
Probably be the torso, because I was about to just start wildly hissing at the old lady.
Okay, then I'm going to be the arm, because I would like to extend an arm for a handshake.
Great.
And I guess I'm the head again.
you extend your arm for a handshake, and she kind of like puts her hand out like so. You kind of like awkwardly half shake it.
Was a smooch on her.
Just kind of just right this way, Agent. As you can see, my plan will my plan is not one to be trifled with, and I'm sure by the end of this you will be more than happy to assist me in all of my endeavors. And she starts like painting her way back along the dock, and you just get thunk, 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 and the gorilla kind of gives you a small shove from the back to walk forward.
Alright, we're just gonna keep walking forward.
Okay, you walk forward and you enter into a small sized converted dock house of some sort. Okay. There are boats kind of held up out of the water on like jacks where they can clearly kind of be put back down and go back out. And there seems to be, you know, like some kind of other utility rooms adjacent. And as you enter, she's kind of like, "Now, tell me, what are the two things that bananas are good for?" Now, before you respond, let me tell you.
Thank goodness.
They are a great source of potassium, but they also contain another source, which is unusual to most other things. Radiation.
What?
Now,
I would have scratched my head.
Now, I have designed...
Orville is nodding in the torso.
I have designed the most tasty banana genetically known to man. But in so doing, we have also created the highest radiation banana in existence. Now, with such good fortune, I of course took it upon myself to destroy the competition such that my bananas will be used not only for delicious confectionaries, making us breathtakingly rich, but they will also be used as the new source for weapons. Think about it. Why use milligrams of uranium in a warhead when you can stuff 100,000 bananas in one? To get the same effect. It's a natural source that doesn't leave people destroyed in the process. I guess it still does. But the best part of it is the potassium works as a natural electrode bridge. The bomb itself doesn't even need wires. The mashed banana will do all of the work for it.
Or those is in there like...
Are we gonna have to get Orville to eat a bunch of radioactive bananas to defuse a bomb?
Hey boss, should I shake my fist at her?
As she's been saying this, and she's been walking back towards one of the utility rooms, she opens a door and you see a banana tree in kind of a very, very large pot of some sort. She says... she pulls out a button, because of course she does. She says, "Now this here is the remote detonator, and if we push this button here, all the other banana trees in the world will explode, leaving us as the sole provider of bananas for the entire global population. It will be a new era."
I'm torn between Orville's desire for bananas and Orville's desire for explosions.
All you have to do is push the button, Agent, and we can rule this new banana republic together.
Okay. I'm gonna look down at the button.
My hand.
And I'm gonna get...
Okay.
Alright. I don't know what you're... I was gonna, like, try to signal you to, like, swap it out of her.
Are you gonna push? What are you doing? She's just holding it out and, like, waiting for you to...
Are we, like, close enough to her? She wandered off to a banana tree somewhere.
I don't know. You've been kind of, like, pushed along by the gorilla.
Oh, okay. Oh, excellent.
And she's monologuing.
Richard is going to pull his rapidly gun. From the
feet of the okay.
trench coat.
Me to
grapple her ankles.
I'm gonna grab it.
Oh.
Okay. So Zoe, can you flip for me? And Mike, you're gonna flip too for your separate actions.
2. I got a no. We'll have to push it.
Okay.
Here we go. That's another no.
Oh God. Okay. So you just see the trench coat open slightly on the bottom, and the little nose of the grappling hook point out. And Richard fires. But it misses her feet and instead wraps around the cane. And as Richard kind of pulls the cane back, you see her like straighten up and she's just kind of like, what is this? Mutiny? I should have known that you wouldn't be good enough to accept such a generous and amazing offer. But Mike, did you were you able to snatch the remote?
I got 2 no's.
Oh, great. Okay. I don't know how to make this as terrible then as it is. I mean, so first of all, Zoe gets 2 points of stress for that, for missing. Mike, you're going to take 2 as well. It's kind of the middle of the trench coat kind of folds in slightly as he tries to, like, lunge for the buttons, which she ultimately, like, pulls away from his grasp. And she just kind of, like, she looks at the group and she's just like, what is going on? What is this new type of... Is this some new type of martial arts that I'm not familiar with? Well, no matter. If you will not rule beside me, then I will handle this myself, just like always. And she goes to...
Can I jump on her face?
You can do whatever you want.
Do it.
Okay. If anyone's pushing that button, it's me.
jump out of the trench coat. Jump for her face.
When he does this, can I, like, shove the gorilla?
Sure. You both.
And then I'm going to start smacking... who's below me now? Richard? Richard, run. Run.
What'd you get, Nick?
Two tails.
Oh, great.
Which actually means if I take 2 stress, that I'm also flipping out.
You are flipping out. As you lunge for her face and she ducks successfully, you find yourself careening for the banana tree. And when you get to it, you're flipping out. So you're just doing raccoony things. Until you can calm down. So I'm assuming raccoony things means running up and probably just destroying the shit out of all the bananas that are in that tree. But you tell me.
I spend a few seconds gnawing on the banana tree, and then I run up to the top of it and just stand there hissing at her. And then maybe bananas are like in a big bunch at the top, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and start knocking it down at her.
She shrieks seeing this, and she's kind of like, you brought filthy vermin into my humble abode here? I can't believe this is how I've been treated. Why would you destroy such a beautiful, beautiful next generational piece of agriculture? Mike, what was the result of your flip?
Oh, was I supposed to flip? Sorry.
I thought you wanted to push the gorilla.
Right? I did. That is
a failure. That is a tails.
Great. Okay. So you try to push the gorilla. It does not work. He kind of holds up the trench coat again. Mike, are you pushing him? No. Okay.
No.
I saw the other.
Kind of holds the trench coat up. Just trying to stop you guys from moving. Really. Is anybody else gonna try anything?
Okay. Well, I was holding this off in case things were getting very dire. But lucky for me, I got a friend on the inside. Someone in this
Someone in this room is secretly your friend.
I hope.
It's gotta be the gorilla. That's the only person it could be. So the gorilla kind of like looks at you, looks at Russell. Russell kind of like winks at him, and he drops the three of you from, like, as he's holding the trench coat, stomps over and grabs the remote out of Granny Banana's hand and crushes it.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. I knew I could count on you.
He's just kind of going, all of my plans, it was so perfect, but without blowing up all of the other banana locations at the exact same time, my monopoly is ruined.
I assume I still have some pie and pizza inside the trench coat pocket.
Of course you do.
I will throw some to Orville to try and calm him down.
I'm gonna say sure. Granny Banani runs out of the room, runs off into the night, without her cane, and the four of you kind of, like, you know, take a second, eat some pizza, your monkey friend, your gorilla
friend.
Sorry,
you had to split.
Your banana friend sits down and starts eating some of the bananas that Orville has tried to throw down from the tree.
Radioactive bananas?
Radioactive bananas. Well, bananas are normally radioactive. These are just slightly more radioactive. With that, you guys eventually end up going home. But to end it all, you return home to a packet, and inside of the package is a very fancy invitation, because you've been awarded the Agent of the Year Award. So the four of you, of course, attended the ceremony, in your trench coat, wearing a lovely pair of sunglasses, accepted your award graciously. They said it was the shortest speech on record. arguably the best.
Just give a bow and step away.
And that's...
That's thumbs up.
Pretty much. And that's it.
So I got a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Does the gorilla crushing the detonator count as a last second bomb defusal?
Yes.
Then I think I have bingo too.
Oh dear God.
No way.
But let's let Cody decide. So because some of these didn't go super well. Like when I tried to be the bait to get the gorilla to look at us instead of Orville.
Okay. I see that counts.
We also had to leap before you look, but I consider that grappling hook gun in through the window to be that.
I did that for leap before you look, too.
Yep.
And, of course, I made a very witty retort when Granny Banani had to leap.
You did. As terrible as it was, I will give you that. So that's a bingo, right?
That is a bingo.
Congratulations, Super Producer Mike. Let's see what you have won.
I was one away from a bingo, but I was never the bait.
Where are all the bingo winnings again? They're way down here, aren't they?
They are,
yes,
yeah, way down.
I guess you received top billing as the star of the mission.
Woo!
Pikun was the star, even though... Russell was the mastermind. Also, we'll call you the coolest raccoon in the gaze for the next
one. Yes. Bragging rights.
Ice.
Cool. Okay. Well, that was my silly little mission. I hope you guys had fun. Does anybody have any comments or concerns or questions about what happened or about the system?
I think we gotta do that again.
Yeah, that was
fun.
Oh yes. Yeah, I'd play that again.
It was very silly. I very much enjoyed it. It makes me want to do a bunch of other James Bond inspired movies because I want to see raccoons doing everything. So I guess we're going to say a special thank you to T-Rex Games for reaching out and talking to us. And Steven, mm-hmm. I hope this video helps. And best of luck on the box set Kickstarter, which is happening next month. We've all had a fantastic time and would love to do it again. So maybe we'll play this again in the future. Gotta follow us and find out, I guess. We are Corporate Crash Course on YouTube and on Twitch, and we're at CCCRPGs on Instagram and Twitter. That's all I got for the moment. Do any of you guys have any last comments about how you feel about this game?
Go bananas.
There you go.
Don't take any chance to be an animal in a trench coat.
Yes.
Possums. Possums in a trench coat.
We all play dead.
Well, thanks again, everybody who's hung around this long. We'll be back next week. We're going to be playing Ultraviolet Grasslands. And until then, we've got our old videos up on YouTube. So hopefully we'll see you next week. Same crap time, same crap place. For now, see ya.